Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is January 29th. Today we begin a brand new Come Follow Me book, which is Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapters 4 and 5. Now, I love the stories in these chapters, and actually, Mark chapter 1 is going to carry a little bit of these stories as well, so we'll probably look into Mark chapter 1 as well. Now, as we begin Matthew chapter 4, let's remember Christ had just been baptized, and the sign of the dove, the Holy Ghost, had just descended upon Christ. God spoke to Christ, saying, "Thou art my beloved Son," which also meant that for that one brief, beautiful, sacred moment, each member of the Godhead was present in a different form as distinct and individual beings. An amazing spiritual experience. And according to Mark, it says that immediately after this, the Spirit drove the Savior into the wilderness. And that's where we enter into Matthew chapter 4. It says, "Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness." So the Spirit drives him into the wilderness, leads him there, and then it says to be tempted of the devil. Now that doesn't really make sense, right? The purpose of the Spirit is not to lead us to temptation, it's to help us avoid it. And so the Joseph Smith translation there is extremely important when it teaches us that it wasn't to be tempted of the devil, it was to be with God. So he went to have this spiritual experience with God and just happened to experience temptation while he was there. Now, the reason why I love this story and why I think this story is so important for us to study is that the adversary, Satan, hasn't changed his tactics. He might skew him a little bit here or there, but for the most part, his tactics are very similar today as he used against Christ in the wilderness, and as he used against Moses on the mount. If you notice, there are similarities between all of these things. And so it teaches us that the tactics that the adversary uses today are the same as they were then, which means the way Christ overcomes the temptations in his day will work for us as we seek to overcome temptations in ours. So as we study this, we can learn about the tactics of the adversary, which gives us power to overcome him. Sun Tzu in the book The Art of War says, "If you know your enemy and yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Now, my friends, the gospel is all about coming to know ourselves and our true identity as children of God. And so as we fight a real, true battle here today, a battle that began in the pre-existence but was moved here to earth, as we fight that battle against the adversary today, we need to use the scriptures to teach us about the temptations of the adversary and the tools that he uses to try to tempt us away and turn us away from God. So I love this story and what it teaches us about how the adversary works, the temptations that he uses, the tools that he uses, and what the Savior does in order to avoid falling victim to those temptations. There are great lessons for us in our lives as we study this story. So let's jump into it and take a look. Verse 2 of Matthew chapter 4 says, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward anhungered." Now, I'm going to pause there really quick because there are two things here that are really powerful and can teach us a lot. First of all, the Savior had just come from an extremely spiritual experience, his baptism, his communion with God and with the Spirit, and then he goes into the wilderness to be with God, and so he continues to have this incredibly spiritual experience. Now, let's keep in mind the experience of Moses on the Mount in Moses chapter 1. Same thing. He has this beautiful experience with God. God teaches him about his identity as a child of God. He shows him worlds without number. He has this incredible spiritual experience, this vision. And then Satan jumps in. Oftentimes, it's the same in our lives. As we have beautiful spiritual experiences, almost like clockwork, we can expect that in the days that follow, the adversary will come and will try to make us doubt our experience or doubt ourselves or doubt our relationship with God, or he'll just start making things really difficult. Usually I find myself getting grumpy for no reason, and I have to take a step back and realize that that's coming from the adversary, that he's trying to stop me or make me forget this spiritual experience that I had. But this was also a really vulnerable moment for the Savior. And it was most likely a really vulnerable moment for Moses as well. Remember in Doctrine and Covenants section 76, that's the vision of the celestial, telestial, and terrestrial kingdoms that Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon had. There's an account from people who were there at the time of that vision that says that when it was over, that when Joseph and Sidney had finished having this incredibly intense spiritual experience, that Sidney Rigdon just zonked out, that he was just wiped from that spiritual experience. And that someone asked Joseph about it, and they said, well, what's going on here? And he said, oh, don't worry about it. He's just tired. He's not as used to it as I am. Now, it makes you wonder and think, have you ever had that kind of intense spiritual experience that just leaves you tired? I know that I have. Every time I come back from teaching a EFY, I am just zonked out. I'm just so tired. And so think about the experience of Moses. Here he has this incredible vision. And afterwards, as soon as it's over, the adversary comes to tempt him in a moment of what was probably a vulnerable, exhausting time. Now, let's jump back to this Come Follow Me block. Here, Christ has been in the wilderness and he's been communing with his Father, this incredible spiritual experience. But he was a spiritual being, right? He was half immortal, so that probably wasn't as exhausting for him. But he was also mortal and he had been 40 days and 40 nights fasting. He was probably so hungry and in such a vulnerable spot there. So it shouldn't be a surprise to us that it's in this vulnerable moment that Satan attacks, that he jumps in to try to tempt and pull people down and away. He works that way in our lives as well. He attacks us after spiritual experiences, and he attacks us in vulnerable moments. But my friends, if we can be aware of this, if we can understand what Satan does, if we can understand what his tools and his tactics are, then we are fortified against those tactics. We're able to recognize those temptations for what they are. We're able to recognize his attacks for what they are. Because as part of this mortal life, we will never escape those temptations. They will always be a part of this mortal existence. But we can do more to fortify ourselves against them and to be able to recognize them when they come. Tadhar Callister once said, part of the human experience is to confront temptation. No one escapes. It's omnipresent. It is both externally driven and internally prompted. It is like the enemy that attacks from all sides. It boldly assaults us in television shows, movies, billboards, and newspapers in the name of entertainment or free speech. It walks down our streets and sits in our offices in the name of fashion. It drives our roads in the name of style. It presents itself as political correctness or business necessity. It claims moral sanction under the guise of free choice. On occasion, it roars like thunder. On others, it whispers in subtle, soothing tones. With chameleon-like skill, it camouflages its ever-present nature. But it is there, always there. My friends, it might always be there, but so is the atonement of Jesus Christ. Brother Brad Wilcox once taught that Satan doesn't win when he gets us to cross the line, but when he convinces us that there is no way back. Temptation, sin, mistakes, the adversary, it might always be part of this mortal experience, but the atonement of Jesus Christ is ever a part of this experience as well. And if we can rely on him, if we can turn to him, and if we can learn from him how to confront those temptations, how to gain strength against those temptations, and how to come back when we give in to those temptations, there is no part of this mortal experience that can keep us from God permanently. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.